Hello and welcome to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Joel Johnson, certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. You've seen Joel on the news as the host of Better Money on WFSB Channel 3 on Saturday and Sunday mornings with Kara Sundlin. You've seen him as an analyst for Fox Business, Fox Connecticut, NBC 30, and WTNH Channel 8. You've seen him published in Forbes, The Wall Street Journal, and The Hartford Business Journal, and he's written six of his own books, including most famously, The Money Map. Joel, I'm curious to hear your take. We've seen a lot of volatility in the market the last few weeks. What happens around Johnson Brunetti at times like this? Does the phone ring off the hook with people worried about what's going on?
You know, it's interesting you ask that, John. No, the phone does not ring off the hook a lot because most of our clients, we've spent a lot of time educating them on what to expect, that this is just normal, that this happens. Typically, every 5 to 7 years, there is a bear market, which means a downturn of around 20%, sometimes more. And so we expect this, and our clients expect it. But I know I've got a friend of mine that works for another big brokerage firm. They get pounded on the phones in times like this when the market is going up and down, you know, up a few hundred points one day, down a few hundred points the next day. And what I've seen time and time again, and even when I was a young broker, you know, back in 1989, 1990, when I started in the businesses, I was worried. Wendy and I had just started out. We had just started having a family. We're talking about having Brandon, who was born in 1990. We had a little bit of money saved because I was working for a stock brokerage firm. I had some of that money in the market. And I was getting really nervous and fearful. Now, when I look back on that and think about where the market was back then compared to where it is now, I certainly had nothing to be concerned with. But I can relate to the fear. I can relate to the angst that people feel when they think about their retirement savings, their goals they have for their retirement, maybe goals they have for leaving money to kids, grandkids, and seeing that possibly vanish, even though intellectually they might know it won't vanish. But just what happens when you see an account go from $1 million to $800,000 or to $700,000 and you're worried it's going to start going lower. And so this is a very, very serious subject. It's something that's got to be dealt with. People should have confidence in the way their money is set up and invested. And we feel like we've done a good job here at Johnson Brunetti. Hopefully, if you're working with another advisor, they've also done a good job about educating you. And you might have too much risk in your portfolio. That's what you might be feeling, but that's a whole other discussion.
Well, it's one of those things where if we could look back in hindsight and know, all right, well, we should have taken money out there, we should have put money in there, that would make it a lot easier. But obviously, like most things in life, we don't have the benefit of hindsight when we're making decisions. So we just have to make the best decisions we can with the information we have. But on that note, Joel, let's try to learn from other people the hindsight that they have, their 2020 hindsight. So let's talk about some of the things that you've probably heard from folks and, you know, how people who haven't made those same mistakes can learn from the mistakes of others. Like, I'm sure you've heard this. You know, I got scared back in 2008. I put my money in cash, and now I'm kicking myself for missing a great decade in the stock market.
And it's interesting. We don't. This isn't one of those things that people admit down at the country club or, you know, on bingo night or something like this. Yeah, I got out of the market in 2008. I've been out since because they just locked in their losses. So most people are a little embarrassed by that. But certainly we have people come in from this radio program. They call and they want that second opinion that we talk about, right? And we look at their portfolio and you can tell they got out at a low and haven't gotten back in since or got back in after missing a 20, 30, 40, 50% move in the market. The bottom line is fear causes bad decisions. Greed causes bad decisions. Listening to the wrong people causes bad decisions. You've got to spend a lot of time coming up with a plan so that you'll stick with that plan in the long run.
Got to be sure that you have the plan and you work it. You let the plan do its thing. Don't get scared if you have a plan. Now, if you don't have a plan, well, that's a different story for another day. You need to get one. Another thing that we hear, Joel, from people looking back, wishing they'd made different decisions is, I wish we'd known how much risk we had in our portfolio before we took that big loss. I wish we'd been prepared and known what to expect.
Yeah, and I was at a workshop. As many of you know, we do these workshops all around the area here. And I was at a workshop just the other night, and Doug Miller, one of our advisors here at Johnson Brunetti, He asked that question. When do you find out you're taking too much risk? When times are good, you don't know how much risk you're really taking. Most people find out they're taking too much risk when the market goes down and it's too late. So you've got to make sure that you're not taking more risk than is appropriate for your money. This is not an intellectual discussion. You need to be able to sleep at night. So just because somebody on some TV program says you should have, you know, 80% of your money in stocks and 20% in bonds or whatever the mix they're purporting that day, that doesn't mean that mix is right for you. You need to have the combination of different asset classes in your portfolio. They're going to keep you in the plan that was hopefully built for you when the going gets tough, because the going will get tough. But make sure you don't find out there's a lot more risk in your portfolio than you thought there was. Make sure that you get a risk analysis. Part of what we do in that money map review process is a risk analysis on your portfolio, and it'll show you how much would this existing portfolio have dropped in times of stress. And then we take that information and make sure you're comfortable with that level of risk. And if not, we'll de-risk your portfolio. That just makes common sense when I say it, but have you really taken that step, especially in these times?
This is a big one, Joel. Another 2020 hindsight thing that we hear from people is, wow, I wish I'd really known my options with Social Security. I would have waited. I wouldn't have started taking it as early as I did.
Yeah, and all of these things go under the category of hindsight is always 2020, right? We wish we could get do-overs in certain parts of our lives, and sometimes those parts of our lives aren't just money parts. They're decisions that we made we wish we could get back. And we do hear this a lot, that somebody did not understand their pension options or their Social Security options, and they wish they could have taken a different option. My uncle, who was a retired Air Force general, he died way before anybody thought he would die. He had kind of a fluke problem inside his intestines and so on. And he passed away really early, and he had taken no survivor option on his government pension. And so my aunt, even though financially she was okay, would have been much better off if he would have taken that survivor option. And obviously, if he could go back and have a do-over, he would have done one of the other options that would have given her a check. But you can't do that. So you've got to make the right decisions at the right time. Get outside input, get expert input, so you're not looking 5 or 10 years down the road, you're not looking back and saying, oh, I wish I would have made a different decision.
Another thing that's 2020 hindsight in the financial realm, Joel, is looking back at the Roth IRA. I should have put more money in the Roth instead of saving so much in my 401k or my traditional IRA.
Yeah, and we were talking about workshops a moment ago, and I talk about this at our financial workshops, that if we all, you know, when I stand up in front of the room, and we've got a room of, let's say, 40 or 50 people, and I go over to the one side and I say, okay, pretend on this one side we have all traditional retirement accounts. And then I walk over to the other side and I say, pretend on this side we have the Roth account, the tax-free account. And I describe those accounts and I say, if you had it all to do over again, and keep in mind we're always talking to people over 55, if you had it to do all over again, which pile of money, where would you put your retirement money? And almost everybody says the Roth side, even though they could have got a tax deduction for the traditional side. So again, this is an area where you want to be smart when you're saving money. And even if you're retired, you can go back and do a Roth conversion. It doesn't depend on how much income you have. You can have as much income as you want. You can still do a Roth conversion, pay some taxes now to make that pile of money in the future tax-free, including all the growth. So you want to get an analysis on that. So again, you're not looking back 10 years from now and going, I wish I would have done this differently.
One more thing that we see people looking back with regret, Joel, that we'll address here is, you know what? I probably retired too early. You know, now I can't make ends meet. I don't have the lifestyle that I want. I might have to go back to work.
Well, and again, we'll talk to two different groups here. If you're a person that has already retired, you want to get that retirement income plan, because if you're wondering if you should go back to work or not, or if you're regretting the fact that you retired early, you may be better off than you think you are. Or you might be in a position where you've got to either change some things from a budget standpoint or maybe bring in some extra income. We can do that retirement income analysis for you that I talk about every week on this program that'll answer that question in a very clear way, and then you can make an informed decision instead of a decision that's based on feelings. Now, what if you're not retired yet? then again, you want to get this retirement income projection. It'll show you, based on exactly what you're doing right now, what interest rate you need to earn on your savings to be okay in retirement. We factor in Social Security. We factor in any pensions. If you're married, we factor in your spouse's income, a guaranteed income if there is any. And we'll give you a very simple answer that says something like this. If you can just earn a 5% rate of return, you'll be able to meet all your goals, give yourself raises every year when inflation kicks in, cover any emergency medical needs, minimize your taxes. We can help you do all that with the retirement income plan. The bottom line is, whether you're already retired or you haven't retired yet, you ought to call us and get a retirement income plan. It's part of our Money Map Retirement Review. You get all kinds of other things with the Money Map Retirement Review, including putting your whole financial life on one page so it's nice and simple. But the bottom line, the foundation of that, is that retirement income plan. So you can either have peace of mind about your financial future in retirement, or you can take steps early while it's easier to make those adjustments instead of waiting till later when it may be very painful to make those adjustments. So for you to get your retirement income plan, call 1-800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. For the next 12 callers, we'll give you absolutely free that retirement income plan. You come into one of our offices, visit with one of the team here. We'll give you the full analysis. We'll base it on your goals, so it's unique to you, and we'll give you that retirement income plan along with the Money Map Retirement Review. So again, for the next 12 callers that have at least $250,000 saved for retirement, call 1-800-705-1232. Again, that's 1-800-705-1232 to get your customized retirement income plan.
Great opportunity if you're retired already or you'll be retiring soon. 800-705-1232. You can call or you can text. If you text, be sure to include your first and last name. Again, 800-705-1232. When you come in for your Money Map Retirement Review, you will leave with a copy of one of Joel's books. You pick the one that you think fits you the best. 800-705-1232 is the number to call. You're listening to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. Joel is a certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. And Joel, let's talk about just some various things you should know. You know, there's a well-known podcast called Stuff You Should Know. They just take a topic and talk about it for an hour and a half. Like, I remember they did an episode on porta-johns, the history of porta-potties, how they're manufactured, how they're distributed, all that kind of stuff. But we're, of course, keeping this discussion today limited to stuff you should know in the financial realm. So I'll give you a fact. You can tell me why it's important for people to understand it. Fact number one is that the global bond market is about twice the size of the global stock market. A lot of people don't realize that. Why is that important?
Well, this should be important to you just to understand where the money is. This just proves that the big money is in bonds, not stocks. I mean, if you do the math here, it's real simple that 1/3 of the global capital markets are in stocks and 2/3 of the global money in markets are in bonds. Most institutions, big insurance companies, endowments, and so on, pension funds, they tend to skew towards bonds because those bonds offer some stability during volatile times like we've been in the last little while. And also, those bonds pay an interest rate that's very, very predictable. Very few bonds actually default. And so from a standpoint of where is the money around the globe, 1/3 stocks, 2/3 bonds. Now, another interesting thing is how much of the stocks in the world, how much of the market value of the stocks or the money value of stocks do you think is in the U.S.? It's only about 1/3. 2/3 of the stock market, of the money in the market, they call it market capitalization, is outside the U.S. So when you look at having a diversified portfolio, it makes sense to have some money outside the U.S. And some that would say you want to do a global allocation might say that you have well over 50% of your stock exposure outside the U.S. So it's important to understand this, because as you're building your portfolios or as you're having a financial advisor build your portfolios, make sure you're not missing out because of a U.S. bias. Now, I know Warren Buffett believes in U.S. companies. I think most of the companies he owns, if not all of them, are U.S.-based companies. But for most people that aren't picking stocks like Warren is and are basically buying funds or trying to diversify a portfolio much more than Berkshire Hathaway is diversified, you ought to have some global stock market exposure.
Something else you should know that's important to understand is that income tax rates are currently close to historical lows. And Joel, this was true even before the Trump tax bill went through at the beginning of this year. That's actually been true for a few years. Income tax rates are close to the lowest they've ever been.
Well, that's correct. I mean, some of the marginal rates back when I was a kid and even before that were north of 70%. Can you imagine you make a good income and the last few dollars you earn get taxed at 70% or more? That would be terrible. That's a real disincentive to earn money. Conversely, income tax rates right now are close to historical lows, which means if you're making tax planning a part of your retirement, if you're moving money around trying to anticipate paying the lowest tax over your lifetime, not just this year, but you want to minimize the taxes you pay over your lifetime, then maybe you should be making some moves, maybe some Roth conversions. Maybe you should be taking money out of IRAs and 401ks for income now and leaving your non-qualified accounts alone. It all goes into good planning and not just investment planning, as we were talking about earlier, but tax planning. You want to minimize your taxes. It's the best way to put extra money in your pocket.
We're talking about stuff you should know in the financial realm. We talked about the global investment options. We talked about income tax rates. How about this, Joel? A lot of people just don't know that this exists. Living benefits or accelerated death benefits on life insurance are sort of a nice long-term care solution that a lot of people just don't know about.
Yeah, and we use this a lot for our clients. In the old days when people were worried about long-term care, they would buy a long-term care policy. And you know, some of the problems with long-term care insurance is it's expensive, and you may never collect for all those premiums you paid in. Now, I'm not bashing long-term care insurance. It's a valid type of insurance to have. The risk is huge that many people will need long-term care. So that old traditional long-term care insurance for some people is the right thing to do. But what we've been doing for many of our clients lately is we've been utilizing this long-term care benefit that's available in a life insurance policy. Because what it guarantees is they will collect on that someday. They're either going to need long-term care and they're going to collect much more than the premiums they put in, or they're going to die and their beneficiaries will collect much more than the premiums they put in. So it's kind of a hybrid plan. Might have sounded a little complicated the way I described it there, but the bottom line is you can now protect yourself against long-term care and have a guarantee from a big insurance company that if you never need the money, your family will get the money back plus a rate of return that's reasonable.
Another thing, Joel, that people need to know is that you probably have a lot more risk in your portfolio than you realize. I know you've had to open some folks' eyes to that before.
Well, and we talked about this in the first segment, right? Those scenarios where when do people find out they're taking too much risk? They find out after the market goes down. And many times you don't recover from that, especially if you're taking income off of a portfolio. So you probably have more risk in your portfolio than you realize. Over the last few years, things have gone straight up. You might be getting a little nervous right now, but even over the last few weeks or month or so, you've seen the markets going down heavily and then recovering right away. And so this is also deceiving people into thinking they don't have a lot of risk in your portfolio. One of the best things that you can do either through us or through another financial advisor is get a risk analysis on your portfolio. You should be able to see that if 2008, 2009 repeat itself, or 2001, 2002, how much you will lose based on exactly how you're invested. And then you want to make sure that you're comfortable with that amount of a loss. Because one thing we know, the stock market will go up, the stock market will go down, the stock market absolutely will have a time in the future where it drops 20, 30, possibly 40%. You've got to be prepared for that so you don't take that entire loss.
I remember years ago, you were telling me about somebody you'd just met with, and you know they were adamant that they were pretty conservatively invested. And you were looking at their portfolio and you're saying, I don't think you're very conservatively invested. And they were just positive that they were. And then you ran the stress test and they saw that they had downside potential of 35 or 40%. And they were just aghast that they were as at risk as they were.
Yeah, and the reason people don't realize sometimes is that, you know, if you think about it, if you're 60 years old right now, the last 10 years is probably when you've saved the bulk of your money. So if a bad market hasn't happened for 10 years, you didn't feel that loss. You know, you might have had 10 years ago a few hundred thousand saved up. Now maybe you're at $1 million, $1.5 million, $2 million. You didn't feel the loss 10 years ago because you didn't have as much money. It's a whole different deal when you're either in retirement or getting close to retirement and you take a big 401k and drop it by 40%. I mean, for $1.5 million 401k, that's going to be, what, $600,000. Take that kind of a loss before you get to retirement and boy, does that cause a lot of problems emotionally. Sometimes even the stress gets you physically. And there's that worry that, hey, maybe my money won't last as long as I do. So it's so important that you get a plan and you analyze the risk you're taking. There's this temptation to take on more risk. We sort of make people heroes when they take the big risk and make it in life. That's not something you want to do when it comes to your retirement security.
Last thing, Joel, under the stuff you should know category, the biggest impediment to making good financial decisions, it's not being lied to. It's not the lack of information. It's your own emotions.
That's absolutely correct. And an organization called Dalbar did a study a little while back, and they took a mutual fund, let's just call it ABC Mutual Fund, a real good performer, and they showed that over the last 10 years, the mutual fund had averaged, say, for example, 7.5%. So the fund itself had averaged 7.5%. And then they said, well, how much did the investors in the fund actually get over that 10-year period? Annualized rate of return. You know what it was? 2.5%. 2.5%. Now, how could the fund get 7.5% and the investors in the fund got 2.5%? Because they were switching in and out. When the fund would go up, they'd be worried about missing out and they'd put their money in. When the fund would go down, they were worried they're going to lose money, so they sold and moved to another fund, probably one that had just gone up. And so they kept moving their money around based on emotions, causing themselves a lot of pain and long-term damage because they didn't just stick with a good plan. The decisions you make, and especially the older you get, have massive ramifications to your financial health. And once you stop that earning power, you working, once you don't work anymore, there's much more emotion attached to the way your portfolio goes up and down. You've got to have a plan. You want to find out how much risk you're taking. What does your income look like? Will it last for the rest of your life based on your goals? And then how do you buffer yourself from deciding to do the wrong thing at the wrong time? And many times that's working with a financial advisor. Not always. Some people can manage their own money. I would say it's very few, but many people are very good at managing their own money. But most of the wealthy, most people are better off working with a financial advisor. And this is what happens when you see high net worth individuals or wealthy people. Almost all of them that I know of have financial advisors. I would like to offer you, whether you are working with a financial advisor already, whether you're not, whether you're exploring the option, doesn't matter. I want you to get our Money Map Retirement Review. If you decide you want to do things all by yourself, that's fine. At least you have great information with outside expert analysis. If you decide you want to use us to navigate through retirement, that's great. But most people get the plan and don't become clients of ours, and that's perfectly fine too. You might even take the information we use for you and bring it back to somebody that you feel more comfortable with or that you know better. That's fine too. But make sure you get your Money Map Retirement Review. Again, the three components, we put your entire financial life on one page. That's why we call it the Money Map. You'll get a risk analysis on your portfolio. You ought to get one now. It may have changed over the last little while here, last few weeks or few months. And then you'll get that income plan, that plan that shows you and gives you confidence in your future because you give us your goals for income. We factor in inflation. We figure out what rate of return you need to earn. Even if you want to leave something to kids and grandkids, you'll get a clear picture of your future. One of our goals at Johnson Brunetti, our main goal actually, is to remove the fear from your financial future and give you confidence in what lies ahead. One of the first steps to doing that is getting our money map. So call now, 1-800-705-1222. You can also text your first and last name if you prefer to communicate by text. Make sure we get your first and last name. We'll get back to you and find a time for us to get together so you can get your customized money map. For the next 9 callers, call 1-800-705-1222. Again, that's 1-800-705-1222. 3732, or text your first and last name. We'll get back to you and set up a time for you to get your own customized money map.
You can call or text, whichever is easier. Like he said, just be sure to include your first and last name if you do text. 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. No cost or obligation to come in for your money map retirement review, and you will leave with a copy of one of Joel's books. 800-705-1232. That's all we have time for today. Hope you have a great week, and we'll look forward to talking with you next week. Same time, same place, right here on Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.